Let me say good afternoon to everyone. I want to welcome you to Highland Heights Church of Christ worship service on this afternoon via the conference call. I want to thank everyone of those brothers that have preceded me and have been participatory in this worship service. I want to thank you for serving the Lord in the capacity in which you have. I want to thank you again, those that are on the line on this afternoon as we look at another portion of God's Word. We are here via the conference call to worship God. We find in Acts chapter 2 and the verses number 42, and then also in Acts 2 and verse 47, the five acts by which we worship God. As I said this morning, four of those acts are toward God. We fellowship or we give back to God that which He blessed us with. We commune with the Lord in the breaking of bread. We pray to God, offering our requests, making them known unto Him. Also, we sing, praise God with the fruit of our lips, giving to God that praise and honor that we'll find in the text they did not do. And so we want to thank you again for being with us. And if you're on the call this morning, as we did this morning, we added one to the Lord. He obeyed the Lord. And as verse 47 says, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. We like to say that no one is saved until saved from their past sins until they obey the Lord and do those things which God commands one must do in order to become a child of God. No one is a child of God until they are born again, according to the scriptures that Jesus said to Nicodemus in John chapter 3. So we want to welcome you this afternoon as we look at a portion of God's word. This morning we spoke from the subject, they profess that they know God. And so this afternoon, we talked about that this morning, but we want to follow that up from Romans chapter number 1 and verse 22 was read for your hearing. Subject title, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. So we want to look at that on this afternoon. And as I said this morning, anytime the Word of God is taught, we are challenged by the Word of God to do those things that we find written in the Word of God. That's why we need the Word of God. These individuals we're going to look at in the Scriptures this afternoon, those individuals felt that they had gotten to a point they did not need God. And that's why the Bible says, Paul wrote, they became fools. Whenever you think you have so much education or so much intellect that you don't need God, that puts you in the category of being a fool. You don't understand what you need. And so we find in Romans chapter 1, we'll pick up at verse 21 that brings us into our title scripture on this afternoon. In verse number 21 of Romans chapter 1, Paul wrote to the Romans, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. In verse 21, we find that these individuals knew God. However, they did not honor God as God. The Bible says, neither were they thankful. Yeah, they were not thankful for the blessings and the benefits received from God. And I'm saying to all of us, we need to be thankful for whatever God puts in our life. Those can be blessings, those can be trials. If God placed them there, If God placed them there, then they're placed there for a reason. We need to be thankful, not only for the blessings and the benefits that God gives us. Sometimes God put trials in our lives and challenge us in our walk with God. And Paul shared that with the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter number 10 and verse 13. Paul said then, there has no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear. So God sometimes allows things to be placed in our lives, but God can always see us through those things. But these individuals that we're talking about on this afternoon, these individuals were one that were not thankful. And then the Bible says their judgments were not based on the word of God. Bible said, but became vain in their imagination, their thoughts, and their foolish heart was darkened. Yeah, when you take God out of your life, and you remove God from being the director of your life, then that puts you in a category of being foolish. Yeah, Jesus shared that with us in his Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter number 7, when Jesus talked about in verse number 26 of Matthew 7, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. So we're talking on this afternoon about the fact that we need God. God has given us his word, and God wants us to follow his word, to learn his word and apply it to our lives. But then in verse 22 of Romans 1, Paul writes, in my title, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. As I said, whenever we think we got it all educationally and intellectually, we become fools. There are those out there that feel that they don't need God. They don't need the Bible. Well, you place yourself in a category that Paul describes in the Bible. Now, note what they did. Paul said in chains, verse 23, the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. What they did, they begin to worship things instead of the uncorruptible God. Yeah. We can worship things instead of honoring God. And sometimes, if we're not careful, we get us a new automobile and we can worship that automobile and think it become before God. We can get us a new home or a home, doesn't matter, and we put that before God. We can get us a job. And that job, quote unquote, pays us so well, we will put that job above God. And we will follow that job as opposed to worshiping God as God has commanded. So we can do what they did also in Romans 1:23. Whenever you change the honoring of God and you start honoring something else, the Bible says you place yourself in the category. And note what God did. When you let go of God, notice what God will do also. Verse 24. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Yeah, so sometimes we can give God up, and God also will let us go. And the sense that God will allow us to do whatever our heart's desire is to do, as we see read in the verse 24. God gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. God will let you go if that's what you want to do. God will let you go. Yeah. God. No, if you say, God made me. Now, God don't make any. I've not found in the scripture where God made anybody. And I think we ought to be careful, too. Let me share this why I'm walking across the territory. Because sometimes we use this term, analogy, that I was providentially hindered. Nobody. The word providence means provide. God does not hinder nobody. God does not. Yeah, so I can be hindered. I can be sick. I can be down. But God does not hinder me from worshiping. I don't find in the Bible that God made man a free moral agent to do what he chooses to do. Yeah, so let's be careful when we say that. The word providence means God provides. God provides. God does not hinder me from worshiping God. I'm not hindered by God. No, that does not. I can get sick, things happen to me, but God did not hinder me. Yeah. These people here didn't have the love and the respect for God that we all should have. God gave them up. Know what they did. Paul said, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Yeah. What they did was you can change God's truth and it can become a lie to you. When you don't do what God has commanded, when I began worshiping and serving a man more than God, who is the Creator. God made man. God made me. And we find in Genesis chapter 2, God did that. That's why he's our Creator. In Genesis chapter 2, the Bible says in verse number 7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathe into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. God made man. God is the Creator of man. And man needs to respect God for what God has done in our lives. Yeah, yeah. Even when I may feel that things are not going as well for me as I would desire, I still want to honor God and worship God. I said this morning to the congregation this morning, yeah, if I am one that is healthy enough, I should be assembling with the saints, worshiping God. Worshiping God. Yeah, that's what I do. Why? Because I want to show God that I am thankful for all that he's done in my life. Yeah, notice what the Bible says in verse 21. They were not thankful. Well, if I am thankful, I want to give glory and honor to God and respect him. I want to assemble with God. I want to give back to God what God has blessed me with. I want to offer prayers up to God. I want to praise God. I want to do those things. I want to commune with God. Why? Because God has commanded it, and I am the creature, not the Creator, and I want to serve the creature. Yeah. Then Paul says in verse 26, For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Yeah. God will let you go if that's what you want to do. Yeah, we got to have hearts that want to serve and worship God. Yeah, and we have to work on ourselves that we are able. We talked this morning from Ephesians chapter 4 how God, when I am alienated from the life of God, how the word of God can get me where I need to be. I have to learn about Christ. As Paul said in Ephesians 4 and verse number 20, but you have not so learned Christ. We got to learn about Christ. And we learn about a lot of things in this world. We need to learn about the from the word of God what God has demanded in the Bible. It is the Bible. It is the Bible that reveals our origin. I just gave it to you. It is the Bible that reveals our purpose, and it is the Bible that reveals our destiny. Yeah, you can't get that from nowhere else but from the Bible. Man can't give you that. Man can't. And all a man can do, man can't give to you. But if I go to the Bible, I can find out where I came from, I can find out where I need to be, and I can find out where I need to go from the Bible. Yeah, I can find that out. Yeah, where do I need to be? If you're on the call today, you need to be in the church. There's only one. Romans 16:16, the scripture phrase, the church of Christ. That's where all of us need to be, in the church. But I need to be in the church, and I need to be faithful in the Lord. I need to be serving in the Lord because my destiny, I want to go to heaven. I want to go to my Father's house. As Jesus said in John 14, when life is over, when the judgment comes and God settles all things with man, I want to be there. I want to be on the side where God is pleased with the life that I've lived. I don't want to profess myself to be wise that I become fooled. And whenever I leave the Word of God, whenever I stop studying the Word of God, whenever I stop listening to the word of God, be careful. I can put myself in a category. And then it's my responsibility, as I shared this morning with us this morning, it's my responsibility to take the word of God and to change my life. Not just stay as I am. We talked about that in Titus this morning. Those individuals, you can get baptized, get added to the Lord, and never change your behavior. Yeah, never change your behavior. I had a temper before I obeyed the Lord, and I got water baptized. The water baptism was simply to forgive me of every sin that I did. Many of them was because of my temper. But I still got that temper. I still got it. We talked about a besetting sin. I'm going to have a temper as long as I live. I may have that temper. But I have to learn from the Word of God how to control myself, how to control my temper. And I can't just go off on somebody because somebody, quote unquote, made me mad, said something to me I didn't like. No. I got to learn to work on myself. Yeah, that's what we shared this morning about what is called a besetting sin. There are some things that's going to always be near, constantly present, always near us. And it don't take much. If I got a temper, it don't take much for me to go off because I got a temper. And other people know you got a temper. Yeah. But it's my responsibility to work on myself. That's through the Word of God. That's why the Bible talks about developing self-control. I got to control myself. I can't say what I want to say. I can't do what I want to do. Yeah, I have to allow the Word of God to influence me in my action. We have three influences that exist today. I can be influenced by myself. I can be influenced by the devil. Or I can be influenced by the Word of God. Yeah, that's where my influences come from. And so I can either tell myself I can do what I want to do. That's influencing myself. Or the devil can influence me. That's what he did here in Romans chapter 1. They were influenced by the devil. God let them go. But that also, I can be influenced by the word of God. Yeah, I can let the word of God influence me. Yeah. And that's the hope and prayer of everyone when we assemble to study the word of God. If you're on the call this afternoon, you're a Christian, I've shared with you where you need to place. There's one place you need to be, and that's in the church. The only way you get in the church is by obeying God. Yeah, so you have to know in the Bible, God gives a plan. When Nicodemus went to Jesus in John chapter 3, I mentioned that earlier. When Nicodemus went to Jesus, Nicodemus said to Jesus, when he met him in John chapter 3, verse number 2, then the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Notice now, he identified Jesus as a teacher, but notice what Jesus' subject became. Jesus answered, said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, unto thee, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Everyone that has not been born again, you need to be born again. How is it, Brother Stroud, that I become born again? You have to hear the gospel, where it's Romans 1:16, but also it's detailed in 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. Three facts what the gospel gives. One, that Jesus Christ died for our sins. Number two, he was buried in a tomb. Number three, he rose from the dead. You have to believe that. That's called the gospel. You have to hear it. You have to then believe it. Then you have to repent of your sins. The life you've been living, you have to turn from how you've been living. You got to turn to God. That's what you're doing now. Listen to the word of God. You turn to Christ. That's the beginning of repentance. Then you'll make the confession. As one did this morning. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's the confession according to Acts 8:37. The only time we see how a person becomes a Christian is detailed in Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through verse number 40. How one becomes a Christian. He heard about Jesus. He believed that. He saw water. He said, what hindered me from being baptized? And then he understood that in order to become a Christian, he had to be water baptized for the forgiveness of all his past sins. And he was baptized. You have to be baptized. And then the Lord, not man, according to Acts 2:47, the Lord will add you to the church. Now you're a Christian. You're a babe in Christ. And it's the responsibility of the church. The church is the mother. The church is to raise you. Yeah. God being your father. Yeah, you're born in the church. Only females can give birth. You're born in the church. Yeah. So that's your subject to the invitation. Get with the person that invited you on the call, and we can make it happen if you want to obey the Lord and become a Christian. We thank you for your listening here on this afternoon. May the word of God bless you as you apply it to your lives. Thank you again.